Hey everybody, welcome to Vinny Drinks Beer. You don't know what's going on here. We're cracking open some cold ones. We're gonna talk about the daily news. We're gonna talk about the old news, the new news, and everything that comes with a fuse. Make it go bang, baby. Hey, what's up everybody? Welcome to another episode of Vinny Drinks Beer. Let's see how long it takes before my cat messes up this episode. In case of emergencies, when it starts running through the closed blinds again, I came up with a solution and said, he's rubbing on the other microphone right now. But instead of putting the headphone cord, tucking it under and having it go up through my shirt, I just have like a little zip up thing. Don't. Was that? Yeah, so I'm sure he's head over to the blinds right now for playtime. But anyway, why mess around? It is, well, for me, it is still Monday, February the 15th. Could be a different day for you. Doing the Facebook live stream to those people, it's February the 16th, 2021. So we will just go ahead and take 5 to 10 to meditate right off the bat, like we always do, I guess. Jesus. Tremendous. As always, I had every intent to put out an episode last week, but sometimes you got to take a little hiatus, a little break, you know. And that's why I did. I was spending time by myself. The best way I could sort of equate it, you know, I just need some time in my chair just to kind of relax and take everything in as it is. Let's see if I can adjust this volume. It's so tricky. It's like once you get one good thing of volume, then you just, things change. Things are always changing. But anyway, I kind of felt like Leonardo DiCaprio when he played Howard Hughes in that movie The Aviator, and it comes to that point, a certain point in the movie where he really, essentially, if you don't know anything about Howard Hughes, he was a pioneer in jet travel, just aeronautics in general. But he had this extreme obsessive compulsive disorder, and I should know this because I used to have that pretty bad when I was a kid. But there comes a point kind of later on in the movie where he really is struggling and has, I guess I would call it a breakdown, but basically this dude was loaded with money and he, not necessarily towards the end of his life, but there was just a scene in the movie, and I don't even know if it's freaking real, but, or not real, but true. But he's sitting in his home entertainment theater, and he's just watching different movies, and he's eating cookies and milk and pissing into jars. And honestly, I didn't have any cookies. I had milk, but I didn't have any cookies or anything because the gas station, they wanted fucking $6.50 for a pack of Oreos. And I respect that for the convenience factor as a Jew, or being Jew-ish. You know, I can respect shaving some money off the top for some, just for some items that come to convenience. But anyways, I didn't have cookies and milk, and I wasn't pissing into any jars or anything. I don't think I've done that since like 07. But really just kind of sitting down in my little quote-unquote home theater entertainment area and just taking in different films and stuff like that. So that's why I didn't crank out an episode last week, but I really should have. But anyway, since we last talked, well, first off, I wanted to let you know it's a goddamn snowstorm where I'm at. And apparently, like, half of America is being affected by a snowstorm, which is weird. Saw a lot of people in Texas that were confused, didn't really know much about snow, so I could see how that would be a little confusing. And I guess they weren't too big of a fan of it. There was a big pile-up on some highway, and I guess, like, some people died. Basically, some people died, and so they got a little pissed off, and they sent that snowstorm right up to Michigan, bitch. But, yeah, because I got out of work, maybe, like, it was almost a couple hours ago, but, I mean, I'm not saying it was treacherous, because I know how to do just fine in those situations, but no, it was a close call. Actually, the same gas station that has the marked up Oreos, I managed to slide in there right in the nick of time to acquire some beer so I didn't have to go at another time. And it was cool. Got to catch up with the cashier and everything like that. But yeah, snowing. But maybe I'll come back around to some thoughts I have about that. Anyways, but here, just let me take another 5 to 10 to meditate here real quick, and then we will we'll get into the meat and potatoes, I guess, of the episode. Just different thoughts that I have and shit like that. So yeah, we'll do that. All right, well, the last time we spent time together was before the Super Bowl, and I wasn't really concerned about who the winner was going to be. I had respect for both teams for different reasons. Kansas City was a 3-point favorite going in, and you can't bet it against Tom Brady. I mean, they're going to have to install some more fingers on that dude's hands if he keeps up this pace, because he may well be in for in the league for another few years, but yeah, honestly, because I talked about the whole DraftKings promotion thing and everything like that, just trying to get everybody some free money, and yeah, pretty much got some money off that, but I ended up earlier in the afternoon weighing some money on the Flyers game, the Philadelphia Flyers. I can't remember if they were +2 or -2 goals against whoever they were playing. But, yeah, ended up succeeding in that. Well, I guess we all won as a team. Just consider me maybe not the water boy. If they asked me to be the water boy, I might take them up on that offer, depending on the benefits and, you know, I guess the pay and everything like that, or if they wouldn't mind if they could just put a clause in my contract, maybe if I could just, you know, steal some of the jerseys and other equipment from players and then just be like forging signatures and then just selling those online. But no, they won. That was good. But I didn't really think. I had a feeling that Tampa was going to come away with it, because, like I said, you can't place your money against Tom Brady. But the fact that The score differential was so big was a little surprising. And as a matter of fact, on Sunday, Valentine's Day, and don't worry, we'll get into that as well here soon. But I woke up and got a haircut, and the nice lady that was cutting my hair, we were having conversation, and she was talking about, like, oh, did you see the halftime show of the weekend? In my mind, I was thinking, like, well, I know there's a halftime show during the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl typically happens on Sunday, which counts as a weekend. And I don't really listen to a lot of music from artists these days, or whatever you want to call them, musicians and stuff like that. But even just kind of going through different social media, I guess the halftime show was a little questionable. I have really tried to veer away from even participating in halftime shows, because we can go back to when Beyonce did one. I believe it was for when Seattle played New England 5 or 6 years ago or something like that. And I was over at Red's house. If you haven't listened to that episode, he's basically my best friend. I was over at his house, and we were watching a game with our little group of friends and stuff, and it was halftime, and I'd volunteered to make chicken wings, and I'd never done that for so many damn people before. But I explained, like, no, I don't want to watch this halftime show because there's a lot of Illuminati references and subliminal messages in that kind of stuff, specifically when it comes to someone like Beyonce. I won't go into that little tangent, but so I just waited in another room. I was like, just let me know when it's over. And eventually it got over. And the next day, there was an article. All of a sudden, one of my buddy Mike, he was just kind of browsing through his phone, and there was a headline that literally mentioned or questioned whether or not there were Illuminati symbolisms set up in the Beyonce halftime show. And I was like, see? Told you, I'm not paranoid. You people are just misinformed. But, you know, everything was cool. It's been fine, but I really haven't been big into halftime shows. But what I thought we could perhaps do for this one, seeing that I didn't watch it, and then this very kind haircutter lady brought it up to me, because apparently she hadn't really watched it that much either. I figured first we could figure out who the Weeknd is, and then I'm pretty sure, due to copyright, because the last thing I need to do is get sued right now, but I'm pretty sure due to copyright laws and mandates, we can't play the audio. But I already have the video looked up on YouTube, so I figured maybe we could just, I could commentate on it from a silent, how do I want to word this? I'll commentate on the video of the Weeknd's halftime performance, and the video will be silent. There, I think we covered all ends. But let's go ahead, because I also managed to pull up Let's see. Because, yeah, I pulled up a Google search of the weekends because I don't know anything. Like I said, I don't listen necessarily to any of this kind of music. I don't know the songs. So I guess just loosely we will pull up. Is there a Wikipedia? Okay. Oh, actually, today's his birthday. So look at that. If you're, like I said, it's technically February 16th, so yeah, isn't that a treat? Okay. So, looking at the page here, okay, so his name isn't actually The Weeknd. I wasn't sure if he went with, like, a Prince-type thing, if he turned his name into a symbol, if, you know, it's tough to say, but let's see. He's from Canada. I ain't know we what those foreigners... Well, then again, they had the Rolling Stones that one time back in the early 2000s. So apparently, they do allow foreigners. But anyway, he's a Canadian singer, songwriter, and record producer, noted for his versatility and vocal style, music production, and eccentric presentation. The Weeknd is often cited as an influence to contemporary music as well as by other artists. That's great. Let's see. He began recording in 2010, anonymously uploading several songs to YouTube. Okay. Hearing the following and critical recognition from several mainstream publications due to his dark style of R&B and the mystique surrounding his identity. Yeah, probably because he's a little bit deep in the game, if you know what I mean. Let's see. Yeah, I don't even know. I guess that's all really we need to go into. So let's just see what may make this thing so creepy or weird or... Yeah, mute the sound. Okay. Of course, we have our little ads here. Okay, it's 14 minutes. Okay, the Pepsi halftime show. And for those who don't know, Pepsi, there's a thing about that too. Okay, we see him in a car in what appears to be the Vegas Strip. Now he's getting out of the suicide door. I'm sorry if this is boring. Hopefully it gets more interesting. But let's see. I'll go full screen. Fuck it. Okay, now there's like different pieces. Oh, and he has a giant fucking thing with red eyes over him, some kind of dummy that floats down. Definitely could. Oh, and there's a whole crowd of people dressed in white with red eyes. That's definitely not any sort of symbolism there. As much as I would love to hear the sound, right now it almost appears like a choir. Like a choir of something. Okay, now he's coming through, kind of like a pastor or something. All these people with red eyes are lowering their hands, and he looks like he's about ready to preach to the crowd. Fireworks are going off. Yeah, I don't even know if I'd want to, if I'd want to know the lyrics to his songs at this point, but yeah, basically all the red-eyed choir is doing weird different hand shit. Yeah, this is definitely, oh, he's doing some Michael Jackson, wow, Jackson shit. I almost wonder if he's trying to, emanate something like that. Obviously, I'm not listening to the dude's voice, but even the shoes, and right now he's swishing his feet around almost like he's Michael Jackson. Is this some sort of homage? I don't know. And now it looks like what I would think earthquakes with all these buildings. I see. Oh, are they tombstones? I don't know. The damn camera staring right at you. Yeah, this is a really kind of odd. Almost looks like something. Trying to see how the alone enough. I keep, they have like different words lit up. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy miraculously died soon or something. Honestly, I feel like it'd take away from the show. Oh, it's about to transition into something else, but now he's walking through like some gold shit. Oh, he's in a room. Reminds me of a Rockwell or something like that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. Oh, yeah. See, I saw the word gone. They're going to ice this fucker soon. Let's see. He's dancing around. I want to see him shoot the thing over his left eye. That'll be the telltale sign that this motherfucker is going to be gone. Now there's storms of weird mass people dancing and floating around. Definitely couldn't have anything to do with why everybody is so concerned to be wearing a mask right now. Can't imagine why they picked this guy. I saw some pictures. Apparently he got fucked up or something in the face. Honestly, I feel like if I saw him do this Super Bowl halftime show, I'd probably fuck him up too, to be honest. Oh, now there's an ad, of course. But oh, now he's returned. Let's see here. Just going to fast forward through this because honestly it looks. It looks really fucking boring. Oh, now the people are now dressed in black. They were previously dressed in white. The people with the red eyes. Yeah, because see, he entered in and then he came out. And this is the exact, I just paused it. But this is the exact sort of symbolism that we see. If you go back to the launch of Beyonce's career after Destiny's Child, and you analyze that music video, not movie, my apologies, but Crazy Right Now. Essentially, that is the whole symbolism for that, putting an artist In Beyonce's case, it was a car which ended up exploding, and then after it exploded, it cuts to a scene where all of a sudden we see a different, very transformed Beyonce, and I believe that is when she took on the new identity. It was some sort of she defined it as a name too, a very strange, odd name. Maybe we'll look that up if we don't get too fucking kookified with the weekend here. But no, essentially what this is saying to me, having people dressed in white with red eyes and then going in to some sort of puzzle, mirrored fringe type area, and then all of a sudden coming out a new person, and now you're surrounded by black. That kind of speaks to me, and you know, whether or not we decide to take it seriously or conspiratorial, that's up to you. I frankly don't give a fuck. I've done some research in the past, not necessarily as of late, but I know my stuff. I know what to be looking for as far as these different kind of symbolisms. And then even too, the shoes he's wearing are in black and white, and also he's being projected on the side screen in black and white. And I don't know if there's going to be one final. Oh, there's all the weird fucking mass people again. Doing a little hiatus, donished or adorned, whatever you want to call it, in red and black. But yeah, I don't know if people realize like how fucking creepy it is. They're all over the field now, but but yeah, tons of fireworks and looks like that's pretty much it. But yeah, from what I saw, from my side, definitely kind of strange and weird, because the thing is, this is all put out by Pepsi. And fun fact, if you go back, of course, there have been a lot of artists previously who have made Pepsi commercials, one of which is actually Beyonce. I don't remember the year, but even the ideation of the idea of the eye in the Pepsi logo is prevalent as well. But let me see here if I can track down what that character was that Beyonce fucking said she turned into. Beyonce crazy right now. Character. We'll go with that and pray Google gives us the right algorithm. Let's see. Gosh, and I don't really want to, spend too much time trying to, look for this, but I guess okay, well, let's check out the synopsis here, because this is kind of what I'm talking about. Okay, the opening sequence of the video features Jay-Z, and this is from Wikipedia, as a passenger in a car speeding along Mission Road in Los Angeles, where he encounters Beyonce standing in the middle of the road at the 4th Street Bridge. Beyonce performs various dance sequences, beginning with her wearing a white tank top, denim blue shorts, and red high heels. So see, and I don't know what outfit she wears afterwards, but almost kind of the same concept and theme, if you get me right, as far as The Weeknd. Everything starts off white, because white, I guess the best way you could attribute it is to the spirit of, well, not a spirit, but white sort of represents peace and tranquility and shit like that. Let's read on. She performs an elaborate solo dance on a riser. The scene shifts to a gold set with mock photo shoot before moving into a into a scene with dancers detailing Beyonce and dancing against a wall while wearing caps and full-length pants. Jay-Z appears and ignites a line of petrol, which is gasoline, leading to a car parked under the bridge, which explodes in flames. See, I'm telling you people, you gotta trust me, I'm not making this up. Jay-Z performs his rap in front of the burning car, and Beyonce dances beside him, wearing an exotic silk print over a fur coat. Before kicking the valve off a fire hydrant, she continues to dance while the water is flying everywhere. And this is interesting too, because Jesus, so much to talk about. Where are I at? 30 minutes. Okay, well, this is another form of symbolism too. The act of water flying everywhere, because there's this, well, basically the same thing happened with Rihanna as well. That's why she made that song Umbrella, and we have so many different references to this Rain Man, this mysterious character that comes down. And obviously you can Google this on your own time and look into it if you want. The video ends with Beyonce and her dancers wearing vibrant Versace dresses in front of a large fan. Their outfits contrast with the neutral colors of the background. Let me see. Well, there was, oh, see, okay, usage in media, and this goes back to where I was just going. In 2002, Beyonce signed a contract with Pepsi and appeared on several of its advertising campaigns, one of which featured Crazy in Love as background music. I just wish I could find that name. That name that she said, that she turned into. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We dissected that enough, so I guess we'll take 5-10 meditate and then move on for a bit. But if you really want to go crazy, look deep into that shit, because there's some stuff there. But in the meantime, yeah, we'll take the fucking 5-10 to meditate. All right. And who knows, I might even need to notch some of this out into the next episode, which I plan doing one this weekend as well. But okay, so Tampa whooped ass in the Super Bowl, and that's great. We'll see how things unfold from there. You know, whether or not they can continue to assert dominance, but Speaking of dominance, I would like you to, or no, I would like to tell you, I definitely didn't have a couple beers before recording this. Keep switching up my words, but I would like to tell you about my Valentine's Day. Firstly, I hope you had a great one with whomever you were with, or even if you were alone. I'm telling you what, that's okay too. Trust me, I've spent plenty of Valentine's days alone by myself. And actually, it was funny because a little memory popped up on the little Facebook from 5 years ago, because I enjoy taking myself out on dates. It's fun. It's a cool thing, I guess, to do. I mean, hey, nobody could love you more than yourself. And who knows if you even are yourself, but we might save that for a different episode. But a memory popped up when I had first moved into my new apartment. I was just trying to look around for a place to go. I figured, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Maybe I'll just have a nice Valentine's lunch. You know, we'll have fun, have a few beers, no big deal. Well, on that Valentine's Day in particular, I ended up getting a beer spilt. It was by the bartender, not like some drunk schwab beside me or even myself just aiming to tip the damn beer up to my mouth before it was even there. But I had a beer spilled all over me, all over my jeans, and I'm thinking, man, good thing I did not drive up here. Because explain that to the police, like, sir, why is it reek of booze in your car? Well, sir, if you want to feel the front of my pants, I can assure you that I didn't piss myself. And I actually, you can even sniff it if you want. I can assure you that I haven't been drinking and driving. But fortunately, I didn't even have to go with that situation. But anyways, this Valentine's Day, it was pretty fun. Like I mentioned earlier, I went and got a haircut and returned home. I had the opportunity. I didn't really have a whole lot of plans or ideas, but I had the opportunity to watch Michigan basketball have an astounding come-from-behind win after being off for a couple weeks. I feel really optimistic about their chances to perhaps win the championship this year, but I watched that game, and I had a little list of a little to-do list of stuff that I had to do, so knocked that out, and then I was just kind of hanging around with my cat, Kino, the one that has been fucking up the podcast lately, but I think he got the message not to do it tonight. But, you know, we were thinking about ordering out like one of those heart-shaped pizzas, but we ended up getting Chinese. He wanted Chinese. I was actually considering doing or recording an episode on Valentine's Day, but he pretty much sat me down, looked me in the eye, and said, hey, you know, today's about me, not about you. And we had a real heart-to-heart, maybe 5-minute-long conversation, and I realized, you know, you're right. It's not about me. It's about you. Just give it all away. So, yeah, we ended up, he wanted to get Chinese food, and I was like, okay, man, we can do that. You might be performing some acts of cannibalism, but he really didn't care. And basically just kind of hung out, caught up. caught up on some different shows and films and stuff like that. So all in all, it was a pretty moderately good Valentine's Day. And it was weird too because, well, I'm not sure. Goodness. Well, I guess that's all I had to say about Valentine's Day, but I hope you enjoyed yours, regardless if you have a significant other, or just be your own Valentine, I guess. No harm in that, right? Make yourself a damn Valentine card, like, in August, like halfway to Valentine's Day. Just make yourself a card, whether or not you print something off, if you type something out, if you handwrite it, hand color it with crayons, just do that, stick it in envelope, and then just put a little reminder. Hell, maybe just throw maybe a $20 bill in there, maybe $100. I don't know what your budget situation is, but do something like that, and then you hide it, write a little thing. I don't know about how you get reminded of things, but I have a little whiteboard that sits on my fridge to remind me of some different things that I need to do and accomplish. Just put February 14 next year, and then just stick that in a place, that card you made for yourself, where you know you won't forget it or lose it. Or that could be a fun adventure too. You could just get all hammered and then hide your Valentine's Day card, and then it's almost like, and then that's the move right there. Then you could just create different things for like a treasure hunt for your Valentine's Day card. And either way, whether or not you just write it on your little whiteboard or you decide to make it exciting, cool, and adventurous, then you can just read it to yourself. Take the money out. It's like a gift from, it's like a gift from you to you. From the past. Man, but anyway, yeah, we just kind of hung out, did a couple different activities, watched some shows and different programs and everything like that, and that was all good and fun. That was all good and fun. But yeah, we didn't make out or do anything sexual or nothing, so get your head out of that gutter if you think that's, because that's bestiality and that's illegal. So we had fun on Valentine's Day, but we didn't have that kind of fun, you sickos. But anyway, we'll just take another 5 to 10 to meditate. I have a couple more things that I want to talk about. Fuck it, we'll just cover them both. Ugh. Tremendous. Get this last reload ready. Well, I don't know about you, but have you ever had something in your life that you wanted to see, or perhaps not even want to see or want to see, but didn't think would ever happen to you? Ever in your life, at any point in your life. Whether it be winning $300 million on the lottery, whether it be meeting a person with two robotic hands because they had to have their hands amputated, someone in a power chair that has a jet rocket attached behind it to propel them forward in case of emergencies. I mean, realistically, we could think of billions and billions of different situations and scenarios, but something happened to me, which I sort of alluded to at the end of the previous episode. Basically, have you ever found yourself in a parking lot before? It could be any parking lot. It could be a restaurant. You could be going to a craft store. You could be going to Cedar Point, man. Basically, what I'm saying, just have you ever been in a parking lot? You don't even have to have parked there. You're just there. I'm going to say the majority of you, unless you're some, you know, the spirit audience that listens to this that has never had that luxury, I'm going to say that the majority of you will say yes. And you never realize how dangerous parking lots are. And I got a strange reminder as to how dangerous they are or potentially could be. I was in the process, or in the process, as the Brits would say, of going home from work. And clearly, my work has a parking lot, and I, believe it or not, am the owner of a car, and I parked that car in their parking lot, along with plenty of other people. Now, with that being said, what sort of things do you, when I say unexpected events in a parking lot, where does your mind go? Found a $100 bill in a parking lot. My sister actually, a long time ago, she found like $10 or $20 or some shit like that in a parking lot. I can't remember if it was like Burger King or Arby's or something like that. And I was pissed. Because it's like, damn, why can't I ever find money in parking lots? But this wasn't the case of money being found in a parking lot. I was innocently, you know, I'd put in a nice hard day's work and everything like that, and I just wanted to go home and hang out with my Valentine and all sorts of those different things. And so I'm at my car getting ready to unlock it. I think I might have unlocked it when I heard this strange noise. And it sounded like two cars were colliding. So I gander my neck to a 90 degree angle. And I'd heard this initial noise. And not only did I get, I guess I wouldn't call it privilege, but not only did I get the, I don't want to call it opportunity either. We'll just say privilege. Not only did I get the privilege of hearing perhaps where this relatively loud noise was from, but I also got to see what actually happened even after the fact. And basically, what happened was someone, or I don't know if it was a man or woman, didn't appear to be a Sasquatch, because I don't, or at least from what I could tell, I don't know. But we'll just go with the loose term something. Something was on the way to their vehicle, and they were struck by a truck. Now, this truck, it appeared to be an older truck. Perhaps, I don't know, make up your mind. It could have been a Ford, could have been a Chevy. Definitely wasn't a Dodge. Well, it could have been because it rammed this person that didn't dodge fairly hard. And so I turned my head to a 90-degree angle, and I just see this damn body rolling off the hood of this truck and smack the pavement. It's like, whoa. I mean, realistically, I was a volunteer firefighter when, let's see, that was what, maybe well over 6 years ago, somewhere around 6 years ago, something like that. However, I was trained to fight fires, not do rescue operations. I'm not an EMT. Okay, I'm qualified to check the pressure of the hoses and maybe mess around with a fire extinguisher or fire, what are those things called that they have on roads that dogs like to piss on? Fire, hydrant, fire hydrant. I mean, I'm that guy. That's my expertise. If firefighting was the military, first off, I think I have the most important job, because if you think about it, firefighting has two key words in it, fire and fighting. Some people are EMTs, some people go by ERTs, you know, they like to kind of trans. They like to switch from one to another. Those people are the ones that show up at the scene with stethoscopes. And yeah, imagine having them trying to break open a damn hydrant. So fortunately, this truck, after it struck this unknown thing, stopped, and honestly, I was a little beaten down, so I really didn't have time to investigate the whole situation. I mean, once again, I'm a volunteer firefighter. I'm not involved in either rescuing people or creating police reports. That's just not my thing. I didn't feel like I was a star witness at any point, but yeah, you just never know what life's gonna throw at you. I mean, actually, we'll take another 5 to 10 here, because why not? Where was I going with this? Oh, well, that's it. You never know what life's going to throw at you. I saw a video earlier of these. It looked like two friends sitting down at like some cafe outdoors. Not sure where or when it occurred, but you see these two friends, or, you know, they could have been lovers. It appeared to be two males. They could have been two homosexual lovers. And one's kind of on the inside towards the cafe or bistro or whatever the fuck they were doing. Maybe it was a coffee shop. Well, isn't that regardless, the person on the outside, all of a sudden you see in the damn road this car, and on the right rear, where the tire is supposed to be, you just see damn sparks. And it's just going down the road like no big deal. And I would have assumed that perhaps that would have made some noise. Call me crazy. But I don't know the whole time sequence of things, but basically you see this car go by and all of a sudden on the sidewalk where either the outer friend or the outer homosexual relationship friend person is sitting, you see the tire that was supposed to be on the car swoop in, going way faster than the car, and just take that person out. And I don't know if that person that got hit by it actually died. I would assume so. Not like I'm fumbling around looking up videos of people dying, you sick minds. But you just never know. You never know. I saw a damn... What did I see? Well, you got to be cautious. Going into work a couple months ago, I saw someone hit a deer near a huge-ass plant. And not plant as in, like, a tree or a flower of some sort or a vine. Like a power plant or manufacturing plant. You just never know. You always gotta be on the lookout. There, I mean, yeah, there could be robbers and rapists out there and stuff like that, just trying to snatch you up. Serial killers and other kinds of murderers trying to get at you in dark parking lots. But honestly, I think the biggest fear that we have is just that of the unknown that we're least expecting. Because I don't think whatever it was that got damn ran over, well, not ran over, but rammed into, I don't think they were expecting that. I mean, shit, I'm here in Michigan, and I wouldn't be shocked if a freaking moose was, if I hit a moose leaving a parking lot, or if I just got groceries, I'm walking in my car innocently, you know, there could be, it is Michigan, there could be a damn Wolverine that just comes up, bites your Achilles tendon off, rips that from your body, and then steals your lunch meat. You just never know. But on that note, I think I'm going to save instead of doing some dual purpose thing. I think that would be a good way to end it. So whenever you are entering or exiting a parking lot, please always be cautious of the dangers around you. And if you think about it, that could happen anywhere at any time. You think about that person that was sitting on the sidewalk, blasted by a damn automobile tire. It's heavy. We just never know how we're going to go out. Unless you're locked and loaded with that gun and you're ready to roll, then you never really know how you're going out. But for now, I think I gotta get out of the episode of this podcast. Shit. Well, we'll just take another 5 to 10 real quick, and we'll wrap it up properly. Ah. Well, I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued support of this podcast. I know it is not the greatest thing that ever existed, but what? I got... Shit, I don't even know where I was going with that. But, no, it continues to be a wonderful journey, and, you know, I have plans for other projects, which I always do, but sometimes it feels a little overwhelming, like I almost signed up for a marathon and put 2 20-pound weights tied to my ankles. Kind of feels like that. And it's like, oh, well, I thought I was planning on doing this, but now I guess things have changed. But as Biggie said, things don't change. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.